Excited to bring on our next guest because a year ago, we had to talk to Louise from the Whitethorn Lodge Family Nudist Park about the shutdown for the season. But they are back, and Louise is on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Louise, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's start by saying how excited you must be that you can do what you do at the Whitethorn Lodge this year.
Very excited. We are just trying to get ready and plan everything to open for our 2021 season.
And what does that include? Are you still going to go back to your normal activities of like the volleyball tournament and things like that?
That's the plan. We are, pending any health regulation or guidance from the state of Pennsylvania. We plan on hosting, our normal events, our bands, our DJs, our 5K, our volleyball tournaments, especially in September, our Super Bowl of nude volleyball. It's just that being outdoors, that helps.
Wait a minute. Super Bowl of nude volleyball tournament?
Yeah.
Yes. You have not heard of it?
No. You have naked people come from other places?
All over the place. Even Canada. So we're hoping that those borders get open soon.
They arrive clothed, Larry.
They
travel
do.
Clothed.
The only thing covered is their nose and mouth with a mask. we have the governor coming on Tuesday. Louise, maybe we should ask him specifically about restrictions and guidance for you guys.
Well, there you go. You could help us out.
We'll lobby for you.
Larry's talking about the volleyball tournament. He's sort of infatuated with this. I'm worried about the 5K. There's got to be a lot of moving parts there when there's no clothes.
Or jarts.
There are, shoes and socks help, but, some people, it's their dream, it's on their bucket list.
Well, explain.
To run a nude 5K.
I have to be honest with you.
Well, one the Greeks time, did it originally.
Yeah,
the Olympics
that's how they
were
did
nude.
The Olympics. Well, I got to be honest with you. One time I was working in Washington, D.C. as a construction laborer, and it was a rainy day like yesterday, and I was covered in mud and everything. So I had to get into my car, which I always kept very clean. So I was in the Pentagon parking lot.
Naked.
And I'm thinking, I'm not getting in my car fully clothed with all this mud on me. So I stripped down naked, put it in the trunk, and drove home with...
And you got pulled over.
I'll tell you what, it was a great experience. Felt very freeing, so I understand what you do over there at the Whitethorn Lodge.
We're with Louise with the Whitethorn Lodge family nudist park. Now, the underlying family, do people come with kids?
They do. We have several members who are multi-generational. And we welcome families. We actually, this year, we introduced in 2020 for 2021, we actually introduced a brand new family rate, where it's $10 per adult per 24-hour visit with, kids up to age 13 and up or 13 and lower. So we definitely encourage families to come on out. There's pools, there's a little, kids playground. I tried to dispel the myth last year that, it's just naturism. It's nudism. There's nothing beyond that. So it is very family friendly.
How close was the resort to not opening this year? I mean, you had to be affected financially.
We were affected. Luckily, we have some savings. I wouldn't say that we weren't not going to open. It just depends on the state of the country and obviously the state of Pennsylvania with everything related to COVID. It's just that, we wanted to make sure that everybody's health and safety was protected. And that was our main thing. And that was the number one reason that we didn't open. Whitethorn Lodge is a co-op, so our members do everything. So that was the biggest thing, is trying to protect our members and obviously the visitors that come in to see us. So it was, once we got very super excited once the vaccine came out and the trend started going down. And so that was very good news for us. So we were very much paying close attention to everything to make the decision to open.
And officially you're planning if nothing else changes, to open on May 28th, correct?
That is correct. That is our normal season, runs from the Friday of Memorial Day to the Monday after Labor Day. And then after that, I've already talked about, you know, the Super Bowl nude volleyball. That happens the weekend after Labor Day. And then that's when we officially close, is the Monday after that event.
I told Kevin that I remember the late Fred Hansberger, who did our afternoon show and was a big part of our radio station, 30 years ago took our old Rainbow machine, the mobile studio, and did a live show from White Thorn. And I remember listening to it. I remember it because it was the weekend Jack Lambert was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And it was very funny because people have a lot of misconceptions about a nudist camp. It's not an orgy center in this case, right?
That is correct. That is correct. You know, everyone's human, so what they do behind closed doors, they do behind closed doors. But being out in nature, and that's the number one thing. That's the number one thing. And, hey, you know, when we open for the season, if you guys want to come out and do a live show, if you want to, somebody wants to come out and, you know, check out our 5K or any of our other events, we welcome you.
Well, I know our anchor woman, Melinda Roeder, did a TV story when she was in, I believe, the Carolinas from a nudist camp. She wasn't, but she reported on it. So, Kevin, we got a nice invitation from Louise.
WhiteThornLodge.org is the website, WhiteThornLodge.org. And Larry Richard Day is June 18th, according to your website. it's called the Super Bowl of Larry.
Louise, I got to tell you a quick story. I interviewed, do you remember Tiny Tim saying Tiptoe Through the Tulips?
I remember you talking to me about him last
year.
Yes.
Well, he sang me a song with his ukulele called What Do You Give a Nudist for her birthday. And believe it or not, I found this from B. Arthur.
So what I want to know.
Yes.
What can you get a nudist for her birthday? What kind of birthday present can you buy? Tell me on the level, can I send her a muff? No, I know it's true they wear a smile, but that can't be enough. What can you get a nudist for a present? The things I used to give her would be wrong. I'd send a check, but dash it, how could she go out and cash it? What can you get a nudist when her birthday comes along?
There you go. You like that?
I do.
So it's a family nudist campground, member of the American Association for Nude Recreation. So legit, it's all on the up and up.
We'll see if our bosses will let us do a remote this summer, and we'll let you know, Louise.
I look forward to it.
How would that work, though? Because I'm not going to sit there nude. So am I allowed to just...
No.
No?
They don't want any of you gawkers.
I'm just doing the show.
Right, Louise?
Well, if you guys came out, I think it would be okay if you are clothed. However, we are a nudist resort, not clothing optional. And as you said it, we don't like the gawkers.
Yeah. Right. You'd have to at least go with a low-rise bikini mesh. What do you think, Louise?
Whatever he wants to do.
We'll be in touch.
I don't think you're going to want to see all
this.
No, thank you. I'm happy for you. Louise with the White Thorn Lodge Family Nudist Park in Beaver County.
Congratulations on your reopening.
Darlington, yes.
Thank you, guys.
All right. I was hoping there wouldn't be a cover-up this year.